Welcome back, everybody, to another fun-filled episode of the We Are Adult Show, brought to you by Hoppyhead Productions. I'm your host, Sean. Danny, I think the only person more confused in life than people that listen to the show is Tom Brady.
Too soon? I mean, I don't know. I've seen some baseball umpires like forget how to like what count it is, and like I think a play happened just recently in the playoffs where, you know, you get four balls to a walk, mm-hmm. and then three strikes to an out, and a guy like ended up flying out to center field on a 4-2 count.
Wow!
Because everybody kind of lost count of. So yeah, it happens to the best of us, I guess.
Is it with like all the foul balls and everything too? Just like people get mixed up.
I guess, yeah. So maybe just Tom Brady hanging out with all the old people in Florida, like their memory is affecting him.
Yeah, it's kind of funny too, because I think of, you know, nobody cares about the ump because it's always the stupid ump, but like Tom Brady, you're just like, dude, he was the elite. Is he too old now to play games? He can't keep track of what down it is? Like, it's just like there's so much, like, much more negative implication about it, because it just, like, I just watch it, like, you look at his face and it's just like, you know, just fucking death stare, like, or long distance stare, just like, what the fuck just happened?
Right, he's got that 1,000-yard stare.
Mm-hmm, because if you think about it, like, he probably made the right play if it was really third down, and the most disappointing thing is that he let the Bears win, which is already a crime in my book. But yeah, just kind of like it. I thought it was just really crazy how, you know, how much people have really harassed and is said, like, you know, is even good anymore.
Right. Well, I mean, that's like the bullshit part about the whole, like, you know, in all news basically, but sports in this occasion more, mm-hmm. is like, you know, ESPN and all these other channels and radio networks and stuff have to fill like all this time, and there's not really much sports going on. So, because mm-hmm. the same thing happens like with the NBA playoffs or whatever, and it's like the Lakers lost Game 3, mm-hmm. and it's like, oh no, the Lakers aren't going to win the championship now because they lost Game 3. And it's like, well, when the Heat lost Game 1 and 2, you're like, talk about how the Lakers are just steamrolling them, and the Heat might as well just pack their bags and head home and not finish the series because they're never going to win a game again.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the Lakers, of course, won Game 4, and so they're up 3-1, and they're like, again, they go back to, well, Miami might as well just pack their bags and go home, and now the Lakers lost Game 5, and like, well, that's it. The Lakers have lost the championship. The Heat's going to come back, and they're going to win it all.
What is going to really happen? Why?
It's like, dude, just let them play the fucking game. I understand, like, you have to, like, convince people to watch your lame show, especially you, Stephen A. Smith. Mm-hmm. Like, he's the worst.
Yeah.
The worst. So, I know we're in, like, Halloween time, but in the true spirit of Halloween, you know, they're already putting out the Christmas decorations because Thanksgiving doesn't matter.
Yeah, Halloween and Thanksgiving don't matter. Unless you're at the grocery store, then it matters because they want you to come and stock up on all the food. Get your 10 cans of pumpkin.
Right, like you can't like maneuver the store without running into like pumpkin or stuffing.
Yeah, stuffing.
So my wife told me a Christmas joke, Sean, which is pretty funny because, you know, my wife isn't this kind of joke teller necessarily. Mm-hmm. But why is Santa's sack so big?
Why?
Because he only comes once a year.
Yeah, that was not very expected from your wife. You've corrupted her.
I have.
It's, you took her funny. From PG to like 13-year-old humor.
Actually, I didn't even take her from PG. It was like a hard G. Like, you know, you said like shucks, and she's like, whoa, whoa. Watch it, you're getting a little close there. Oh, jeez, Mom. Whoa, whoa, don't talk back to your mom like that.
Come on, Mom. Oh man. Yeah, dude, it's like, it was kind of funny because, where was I? I was through the Home Depots, and it was like Christmas decorations already up on like one on the other side of the Halloween area. It was like, here's the Halloween stuff on the other side. They got all the Christmas stuff up.
Yeah, like we went to Walmart, and they had the same thing where it's like, You could tell that there used to be Halloween on those aisles because the Halloween, like, it's like as they're selling the Halloween stuff, they're just not restocking it.
Mm-hmm.
And placing whatever gets sold or, like, consolidating it.
Yep.
To take up less shelf space so they can put the Christmas stuff up. And this was, like, 2 weeks ago already.
Mm-hmm.
That they were doing it. It's like, dude, it's, like, October 3rd. Like, so now you have to buy your Halloween decorations in, like, July or August?
Yeah. Why not?
Because you have to now, because it's going to take them all down. I mean, I understand, like, people, like, want to get ready for Christmas and have, like, so they don't have, they can decorate, like, around Thanksgiving. You know, you're not going to want to buy them, like, after you're decorated, but fuck, like, let Halloween happen? I mean, I know Thanksgiving being pushed out of the way, nobody really cares. There's not, you can only sell so many tablecloths or something, or whatever it is that you put up to decorate Thanksgiving.
Right. When you see, like, Christmas in the store, do you start getting, like, shell-shocked of, like, what's coming? You're just like, my life is coming to an end. Like, it's
pretty much. Yeah, because, like, my first job was retail, so, like, I'm still not, like, comfortable listening to a lot of Christmas songs because, like, you know, working, you know, all day, every day in retail and hearing the same, like, handful of songs on repeat over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, meanwhile, as customers are, like, yelling at you.
My kid needs a Charizard. Why are you out of Charizards?
Exactly. I had that shell shock, and then now that I'm working for UPS, it's just like, I don't get to see home. I'm always like, do you really care if I decorate for Christmas? And I'm like, well, I'm not really home, so no.
It's technically your house for the next 6 weeks.
Yes.
I'll just sleep in my car.
I know.
For a shower and laundry.
I was going to say, it's like a hotel, like, on a business trip. I just use my place for, like, the shower and the bed. So what are you drinking today, Sean?
What am I drinking? That's a good question. I'm going to drink a beer from Urban Artifact. Shocking, right?
It's very much so, yes. I'm surprised you still have any left.
True. I've been doing a better job rationing out. So this one is called Dragons. It's Dragon Fruit Punch. It's a Midwest fruit tart, and it comes in at 10% ABV with a 3.2 pH.
Nice. A little puckery.
It tastes like a sour plus like fruit punch, like like it's like you get a little bit of salty, a little bit of sour, and a whole lot of fruit punch. Like it's very easy to drink. You wouldn't think that this is a 10% beer.
Ooh, we're twinsies on that.
Oh, on the 10%.
Yes.
This show's about getting drunk today. it's honestly, this is pretty solid, and the can decoration is all like oddball, like hand drawings of different dragons on it. It's the can art's pretty funny, but yeah, I mean, this is again just very solid. Again, it's Urban, so you not a lot of disappointment when they release new beer. So this one is definitely worth getting, I think, as well. And like I said, the fruit punch just comes in very well, and you get that nice tarty taste that you're looking for from a fruit tart.
Nice. I ended up picking up a 4-pack of this beer. It's like a watermelon tahine gose.
Okay.
And I ended up going hanging out with some friends, and like I ended up giving one of Jody's friends one of them, and she's like one of those like I don't like beers,
mm-hmm.
but she loves anything watermelon. So it's like, all right, let's see what overpowers the love of watermelon or the hate of beer. And she thought it was good, except she thought it was good, but she thought it needed more of the tahine flavor. Like she thought maybe like some of the chamoy, like putting it in a cup with rimmed with like chamoy and more tahine. Would make it better. And but then it was like I went to check it in an Untappd, and it's like, oh, I've already had this beer before at a beer festival.
Isn't that weird when you do that?
Yes.
You're like, when did I have this beard? Like, you gotta have, like, an investigation on when did you check in.
Well, that's the nice thing about Untappd is, like, I, like, clicked on it. It's like, wait, I've had this beer when? And it's like, oh, at this beer festival. That's why I don't remember exactly having that beer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was pretty funny. She was like, normally I don't like beer. And I'm like, I know. But she's like, but I love watermelon. And it was pretty good. But I agreed with her. It needed more, it was a pretty good ghost. But for them to say that it had the tahine in it, it needed more of that flavor. Oh, man. But yeah, so I'm drinking a Bottle Logic beer, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Assonance and Consonance. It's an imperial stout with cinnamon, coffee, and lactose.
Nice.
Basically, it's an alcohol, like, cinnamon latte. Oh, man. And it's, like, because it's under, like, 12%, it's not barrel-aged.
Yeah.
It's not part of their barrel aging program, but as soon as I opened it and poured it in the glass, I could smell the cinnamon.
Mm.
And it does. It tastes very like cinnamony, but not like in a overpowering bad way. But you do get the coffee. Yeah, it does taste like a latte, like some fancy drink you'd get at Starbucks. Whatever your local coffee shop of choice is.
Hmm, nice.
But I picked this one kind of because I wanted to talk about Bottle Logic, and this gives me an excuse.
What a great segue. It's like sometimes we plan the show.
I know. So I guess they posted on their social media a couple days ago that they had one of their back-of-house employees test positive for the COVID.
Terrible news.
And so they're like, the person didn't really have any interaction with customers, but they do deal with other employees that may have interaction with customers.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, we're going to go ahead and just do a voluntary, like, 2-day shutdown and get everybody tested.
Okay.
And so then at, like, partway through the second day, they're like, well, we haven't got back all the results yet. And just to be safe, we're just going to, like, make this 2-day shutdown a 5-day shutdown.
Yeah.
So they shut down, like, on Thursday last week was their first day that they shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And so they pretty much, like, surprisingly, like, voluntarily shut down for the weekend, which is, of course, you know, the busy time for them, any brewery.
Yep.
So, but then they posted on social media yesterday that the two test results they were waiting for came back. Both of them were negative.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to be back open.
As soon as the 5 days are up, they're still sticking to the 5-day plan.
Gotcha.
So... But then, of course, you know, in the comments on the post, people were like,
"Yeah, this is what I was waiting for." Where's
the carrot? I can't go drink a Bottle Logic. Like, I don't have the COVID. What does it matter? Like, yeah, it was pretty. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, but there was definitely some like people questioning why they couldn't go get beer there. And it's like, dude, if you want Bottle Logic, like, and you live close enough, like, there's multiple bottle shops that pretty much have most of what they have anyways on tap there.
Oh, these people.
Because even like this, like they've been doing a thing where like they do like, they have like temporary cans where it's just like their logo like written different ways on a sticker, and then they have like a solid sticker over it that actually has the, it's called a special projects division.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then they just have literally like a label printed out over like where it says like you could either handwrite in the beer. So it's basically like a 16-ounce crowler with a sticker that has the name of the beer.
Mm,
nice. And what's it, and the ABV. And then like they have a sticker that, that's on a label that has like all the basic, you know, required California federal beer labeling stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they've been doing really good about that during the quarantine. Like, you can go to, like, any of the bottle shops and get stuff like that that's not... That normally you'd have to go and either, like, get in-house or get a crowler to go.
Gotcha.
So, that's one... I guess that's one good thing for Bottle Logic that they've done, started doing since the quarantine. So, I guess that's why being shut down doesn't hurt them so much.
Makes sense. I mean, I feel like what I noticed is, like, every brewery has, like, to... Like, you could buy beer over their website now. And so it's nice and easy. You could just pick up to go and get drive by, grab your cans and go. Because I think, you know, most people, what, were closed. So the only way to sell cans or to sell beer was, especially if you didn't distribute, was to can your beer. So that way you can have, like, to-go beer. So I think it was nice to kind of see at least one positive thing out of this whole COVID thing is it did force a lot of microbreweries to can, so that way you could pick up their stuff.
Right. Or, like, figure out some way to get to-go systems.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the 7-Eleven day where you can, like, bring in your own vessel and fill it for Slurpee, and it only costs $1 or whatever, so people are bringing in, like, ridiculous things, just being assholes.
Here's my ice chest. Fill it up.
Yes. Here's my five gallon Home Depot bucket.
This isn't my poop bucket either, just so everybody knows. This is my Slurpee bucket.
I have them clearly marked. My poop and pee buckets are at home, and this is my Slurpee bucket that I don't poop or pee in. I promise. Oh man, so last week all that the LA breweries were posting that they got, you know, that the LA board of directors was going to make a decision on their status, mm-hmm. whether they open up or not. And so they're like, contact these people and please, like, tell them to open, let us open. And so they announced, like, effective the next week, which was this weekend, basically, that the breweries can open, but they have to make reservations to go.
Jeez, really?
Yeah, like, if you just show up, like, you can show up and get beers to go, but you can't show up and order a beer in-house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure people are gonna show up and, like, what do you mean I can't order a beer? Why are you being assholes? And it's like, dude, it's not us, it's the law. Like, we're not doing it because we hate you, we're doing it because this is what the law is making us do, and we don't want to lose our license, because if we lose our license, then we can't make beer, and then we're out of business. Like, if you want to support us. Like, I've never understood, like, that whole, like, mentality of people. It's like, well, do you know how much money I spend here? I support you. And it's like, really? Because I don't feel supported right now. With you yelling at us.
Yeah.
Over enforcing a law that's out of our control.
Yeah, that's what I saw on Double Nickel. You had to buy like a table reservation for their Oktoberfest or anniversary party this month.
Okay.
So I think they could still serve you, but they're not to the point where you have to just show up and get have your beer purchased. But that, I mean, they do have to-go options like that. But yeah, I noticed I've started to see a little bit more and more of, like, you have to make reservations to kind of get there versus just showing up. It seems like it's getting harder just to show up at a brewery just because I think the limited space that they have.
Yeah, because they can only, I think in California, they can only, like, restaurants and breweries that have food can only operate at 25% capacity inside. And then if they have seating area outside. And I guess, like, the breweries in LA are doing the reservation system because they don't want people, like, waiting. And then they also, like, basically it's, like, a maximum party of this size, and you can only stay at the table for, like, an hour and a half, seems to be the universal, like, time limit on restaurants and breweries.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, and everybody needs to be here. Like, you can't just, like, have, like, say it's a reservation for six and have, like, two people there, and then, like, people show up, like, an hour later, you know? It's like, we're trying to get as many people in here that want to drink our beer as they can.
Exactly.
Because, like, at least outside of LA, like, if you go to a brewery, you have to order food to order a beer.
Mm.
Like, we went to this one restaurant in the Circle, Orange Circle that we go to, and we usually it's pretty fun because it's one of those places where you can, like, pour your own beer by the ounce. But, you know, because of all the laws and stuff, they're not doing that. But, like, you walk in and you order your beer and your food together, and then they bring them both out to you. And I've seen people complaining about that, having to order food. It's like, well, I'm not hungry, I don't want food. And it's like, well, then you can't be here. Sorry, that's the law. And it's like, well, that's not fair. And it's like, I never said it was fair or not. I'm just saying that's the law. So, like, one of the breweries that we go to in Riverside, the Thompson Brewing.
Yep.
They finally opened up again.
I saw.
Like, third time they reopened.
Reopen?
Yes. And so, like, in the time that they were shut down, though, like, they got a smoker.
Mm-hmm.
And their son was doing all the smoking of the meats.
Yes.
And so, like, they had, like, a super limited menu when they opened up. And, like, they didn't really give you any options on the sides. It was just like, we're just doing fries. Sorry. And I'm like, yeah, no problem. That makes sense. And so, but it was pretty efficient. Like, they brought the food out. They had everything was, like, they had more tables out in their patio area. They had, like, some tables, like, it was obvious where you could sit. They had, like, the tables, chairs were down, and they had some of the couple tables in the middle where the chairs were on the table. So I just wonder, it's like, I'm wondering if, like, it got full and people started, like, trying to pull those chairs down now, then they had to yell at them, like, whoa, those are up for a reason, not because we're trying to be jerks. But, the smoked chicken sandwich is pretty amazing, mm-hmm. I will say.
That's pretty good. I mean, they have a pretty wide selection of beer as well.
Yes. That's one thing that, like, the wife handles their social media and other, among other things. And she, I tell her that she's, like, tempting people because every, like, weekend, she'll, like, do, like, a quick little video along the lines of all their beers that they have on tap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because they have them poured out in, like, mason jars so you can kind of see what they look like, too.
Yeah.
So, Sean, I took one for the team. As you, I mean, if you follow our Instagram, you already know this. I tried the Dugarita.
Yeah, you did. Dugarita. Dugarita.
Like, one of...
That doesn't sound very pleasant when you say it fast.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. I mean, it doesn't really sound very pleasant when you say it slow, either. Yeah, because we're going to take... one of Jody's friends out for dinner for her birthday,
mm-hmm.
and she was trying to decide between these two places, and Red Lobster was one of them. Like, well, if we go to Red Lobster, we can try the Dugarita, and she's like, what's that? And I told her, she's like, that sounds good. Let's go there. Plus, they have cheddar biscuits.
That is true.
Cheddar Bay biscuits. So, you know, again, everything's, like, super spaced out, the tables there, you have to wear a mask when you're walking around or not at your table, but if you're at a table, you can take it off
mm-hmm.
because you're spaced out from people.
So you guys are eating inside again then?
Yes.
Gotcha.
That was actually like the first time we've eaten inside at a restaurant. At least, yeah.
Yeah.
Since all this.
Yeah, we ate inside a restaurant recently, and it was kind of a bad experience. It, like they had people at the bar, which I didn't really understand because, like, literally, you have a person, like, making drinks semi with a mask on.
Right.
And then right next to people that are eating and drinking without a mask. Like, it was just like, what are we doing?
Exactly. Like, at the Red Lobster, they didn't have anybody in the bar at the bar. They might have had bars at the tables. But we were taken back to the restaurant, and there was, like, nobody really close to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we ordered the two of us ordered the Dugarita, and they brought it out, and it was like hard to drink, kind of, because the condensation and the sugar just kind of made like a sticky syrup on the side of the glass.
Yeah.
And the glass was like full and kind of hard to handle, like you had to be careful like not to spill it.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, And actually my wife and her friend's opinion as well, it was way better than we thought it was going to be.
Mm.
Like, I came across this YouTube... Well, actually, I didn't come across it. It was recommended to me. This YouTube channel, this, like, bartender that's seemingly very, like, bitter about life. Like, he hates fun. And so he tried to recreate it, and he thought that it was going to just be made with the Mountain Dew syrup, not the actual, like, soda.
Yeah.
So then, like, a dumbass, he said he ordered 5 gallons of the Mountain Dew syrup and then paid, like, a shitload of money to have it shipped overnight.
Wow.
And then but that was before he went to Red Lobster and got some to go to try it. And then he tried to cancel his order, and it was too late.
Jeez.
And then something happened, and I guess he said they shipped it to the wrong address. So he's like, well, I guess the people, whoever got it, you're welcome, I guess? But, like, when he was drinking it, he was just kept commenting, like, on how it was so sweet.
Mm.
And I was like, you know what? It was sweet, but, like, when you put Mountain Dew in anything, you expect it to just... Mountain Dew on it is this very, very sweet drink. Like, just on its own, right?
Yeah.
It's almost syrupy sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was expecting the drink to be like that, but it wasn't. It was very drinkable. Surprisingly so. Like, to the point where I got a second one.
Oh, wow.
And, like, it was also, like, because I drank the first one, I'm like, wow, I don't even think they put tequila in there. And then I got, like, halfway through the second one, I'm like, oh, okay, either this one's stronger or it's just hitting me. Like, I didn't get drunk, but I definitely felt like I was drinking. And so, but I'd also heard that it wasn't at all locations. Like, some places, like, don't have it. So I guess they're doing a slow nationwide rollout, even though I don't know what they need at those other locations to make it, because they do have, like, Pepsi products on tap. So they already have the Mountain Dew there. It's not like, yeah, they're, like they're a Coke establishment and has to get, like, special permission to serve Mountain Dew.
I don't know.
And they have stuff to make margaritas behind the counter, and I'm sure they have the red sugar, because the guy said it was basically just the red drink sugar. It wasn't anything special. Like, he was thought, when, like, looking at the picture, he thought it was, like, the tahine or something, like, to add, like, a spice. But no, it was just the red sugar.
Mm.
But, yeah. Go to Red Lobster, get some Cheddar Bay biscuits and the Dougarita. Not sponsored by them. Not sponsored by anybody.
Senpai never notices me.
No. But then, before we went to Mount Red Lobster, we ended up going and checking out Downtown Disney, because there was something there that she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And the system they have at Downtown Disney is really cool right now. So you don't have to, like, because they're limiting the number of people in the stores.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, to stop people from, like, crowding around the stores or standing in line, they have, like, people there where you can go up to them and give them your cell phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll text you and say, hey, we got your cell phone number. Stand by and we'll let you know when it's your time. And then whenever, like, it's your window to come back to the store, they text you, and then you have 2 hours to go back and report to this other person, like the line monitor, basically. And then they put you in line, and they have this line spaces 6 feet apart.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have, like, only limiting so many people in the store. So it's like, so we'd come up to the store and it's like, how many people? And four. And they're like, okay. Sometimes they'd be like, okay, you can go in. Or sometimes like, okay, we'll just wait until people come out and then we'll let you in.
Gotcha.
So, and I was actually pleasantly surprised too, because there was, people weren't, I only saw one person kind of being a dick to a worker there, and everyone was wearing their masks, even though it's like Orange County, and that's like, you know, both of those are against the Orange County basic principles of, like, you know, treating employees with respect and wearing masks, because it's, you know, Trump country.
True, especially in Orange County.
Yes. Oh, I saw a crazy conspiracy theory on Reddit.
What?
That Donald Trump is still in the hospital. Like, and it's from a Trump supporter that was doing it. And it's like that Trump is still in the hospital, and that's like a doppelganger that's like taking his place in the White House to embarrass him. Like, the Democrats are behind it somehow.
Can you imagine being so far down the hole that this is the truth, that this is what they think?
I know.
Shit, dude, anybody fucking thinks, man. It's just ridiculous.
I did see, though, the video where, like, they showed Trump in the White House, like, the first press briefing he gave, like, just sucking, like, sucking down air trying to breathe. And someone is like me, you know, like, when I'm, like, when it's recess and I'm trying to drink as much water as I can before going back to class. And you have to catch your breath in between, like, because you drank so much water. Well, apparently you're not a hydro homie, Sean. No. You don't drink water.
I'm not a hydro homie. I don't subscribe to that site.
Even though they had to, because they had to change their name.
What? No. I might have to tell the girlfriend. She might be angry now.
No. Hydro Homie is the new name.
Oh, got you. I didn't know that.
Yeah, the original name was Wada Niggas.
I can see why they needed to change that.
Yes. But of course, you know, being Reddit, people are like, there's no R, it's okay. If you don't have the R, we can say it. So yeah, they're like, no, we're gonna either ban this subreddit or you change your name. Actually, well, I think they like banned that subreddit because they didn't change the name, and then they formed a new one. Somebody from that subreddit formed a new one, and that became Hydro Homies. So yes. Oh, and I did make a Reddit account, even though I haven't done anything with it. And I also made a YouTube account, both under the name of Sir Hoppyhead.
Wow. And look at you being so productive, but not being productive.
I know. Doing the bare minimum of productivity, which is still more than you.
That's fair. I'm drinking on the show. I feel like I'm helping.
Yeah, so am I. So we're doing the same thing. At 10%. Perfect tense. But you did help out by doing the weeb thing, Sean.
Sometimes I do help out. So I finished Spice and Wolf season 2 over the past week. So I think I talked about like the ending of season 1 and then I finished season 2. And Danny, this is the thing about, I think that this is why I could never forgive the Japanese. Why can't we just have complete stories? Like, whenever we start something, why can't we finish it? Like, the anime finished, like 8 years ago. Why is there no season 3 to finish out the manga?
Right?
It's like I'm left off like a cliffhanger, basically. There's no resolution. Like, the book is finished. The anime finished, like, multiple books before the end. Like, why don't we just do season 3 and finish it?
It's conspiracy just... theory?
Why? So you can read?
So they're to force you to buy the books. Like, they're like, I need to know how this ends. And it's like, well, you know, we have a way for you to know how this ends.
I know how it ends. Me not knowing. And being angry.
You can read the book or you can remain ignorant. And it's like, ignorance it is, I guess. They do say ignorance is bliss. I do want to be happy and have more money.
Exactly.
That'll teach you. Like, I can either be like, have less money and like, be less blissful, or I can have less money and be, you know, or more money and be super blissful because I'm ignorant, but still be angry and blissful all at the same time.
I did like season 2. I don't think it's any kind of groundbreaking anime, but it was enjoyable to watch all the way through. I thought it was a little bit more dramatic than season 1 with some stuff going on. But the adventure like just continues and there's no like real like conclusion. Like, you know, they're still traveling north to her home place. So it's like you're just like, "Oh, I thought we were going to finish. Like, come on."
Right? That's the hard part about watching like any shows, but especially anime. Mm-hmm. Like, I wish every country did their shows the way like England does, where it's like, all right, this show is going to be 2 seasons long, and we're going to wrap it up in 2 seasons. Not like here, where it's like, all right, the show is done. We're like, we've wrapped it up. We're going to go ahead and stop making the show, and then fans get outraged and make a petition, and then they're like, all right, fine, we'll make a season 3. I don't know what it's going to be about, but it'll be season 3, and the fans are like, we don't care what it's about. It could be about anything. As long as we get our season 3. Season 3 comes out, the fans. That's not what we wanted. This show sucks. Why did you make season 3? We hate you. You ruined the show for us.
We did it for money.
Well, no, they did it because the fans insisted. Like, the fans went from, we don't care what season 3 is like. We just want more of this character. And then they're like, yeah, this character didn't behave the way my headcanon went. You should have made season 3. And it's like, we made it for you. And it's like, well, then you should have did it how I wanted it to be done, exactly.
Yeah. I think the only thing that I don't mind about when they go off script is if they do, like, different stories. So, like, for example, like, Goblin Slayer, like, they has the main arc, But then there's, like, a year one where he's, like, it goes more into, like, his training. You know what I mean? But it's still part of the universe, but it's its own kind of story, and it takes place in a different, like, time period along the story. So, like, I don't mind stuff like that. But it's just, like, man, dude. And I think of, like, No Game, No Life. It only had season one, but obviously there's still, like, a ton to go. It's like, you can't, like, am I gonna have to, like, actually read to get through this, or what?
Yes, yes you are.
I don't want to, though. I got Destiny things to do. I'm trying to finish my Triumphs. I ain't got time for that.
Exactly.
It's like $7 a book, man. That's expensive. I'd rather just pay
$11 a book.
Yeah, right? I think if you get the digital copies on Amazon, it's a little bit cheaper. Or Comixology, yeah. I mean.
But then you have to live with, like, giving Jeff Bezos all that money.
I know, man. I don't know what else to do. I guess I could go to the Viz website and do it. But that's the other problem. Then they only carry Viz. Like, I have to have, like, all these different apps.
Right.
Why can't I just pay $11 a month for VRV and just watch it?
Right, like how Marvel and DC do it, and then people complain, and then you get people saying that comic industry is dead because nobody's buying comics anymore. And it's like, yeah, because everyone's just down, like, reading the app on their smartphones. That's why they don't need to buy physical copies. Not because Marvel put a woman character in an Iron Man armor. That's not why people aren't buying comics anymore. It's because the app, the digital download, the digital stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid millennials, and they're not buying stuff.
Why am I always to blame for things?
I didn't say you, but you did say that you do buy things digitally.
I do. Well, because I don't have any more room for more manga. I'm trying to, like, downgrade True. Books and upgrade figurines.
Right, get rid of your books and put up your figurines.
Mm-hmm. I got a nice big shelf in here, right, where I game. I got, like, half of it is Destiny stuff, and then the other half is all random figures.
I did buy something Destiny related, Sean.
What did you buy? I'm curious.
I'm bearing the lead because we're talking about Destiny 2 later. We're in the middle of our anime talk, not video game talk. But I got an email that I could buy the challenge coins, and those seemed pretty cool, so I bought those.
The challenge coins.
Yes.
I'm not even sure what that is.
Because I hit, like, level 10 on the season or whatever.
Oh, got you.
So you probably did got that, like, a year ago or 2 years ago.
Yeah. That's fair. I never went and bought the Reckoner Triumph medallion. I only got the Dredgen's one, so.
Yeah, I bought the challenge coins because, like, I do occasionally hang out with military people, and I have, like, one from a brewery, and I've had to use it on a couple occasions to get free drinks.
Oh, really?
Because you know how the challenge system, coin system works, right?
Yeah, basically, like, it started as a military thing, right? And they pull out their coin, and if you didn't have your coin, you had to pay for the round. Or if you were the last one.
Yeah, well, you have, like, 30 seconds, and if everybody pulls out their coin, then the person who issued the challenge has to buy the drink. But if somebody doesn't have their coins, then they have to buy rounds.
Interesting.
So you could, like, as the challenger, you could either, like, be down one round of drinks to everybody, or if you challenge and people don't have it, then you could possibly get multiple free rounds depending on how many people don't have them.
Nice.
So it's almost like the upside is worth better than the downside on that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to buy one round, or I could get, like, multiple rounds depending on how many people don't have their challenge coins.
So people accept your challenge coin?
Yes, well, because I'm not military, and I'm like, dude, I'm not going to stolen valor.
That's fair.
Like, I had one that Jody kind of was, like, frowned on me using because she's, like, big military, and it was from Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
Mm.
So it was, like, military, but where I served on video games.
That's pretty funny.
But she's more okay with the beer one.
Oh, that's fair.
Because I actually do, you know, drink beer, and it's not like pretending to be military. And the brewery that made them is a retired Navy veteran owned.
Gotcha.
So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those are pretty cool. Not too shabby, yeah, so, sir. Not too shabby.
Yeah, so I can pull them out. And of course, you know, it was like $77 billion. $77,777,777,777. And then you got a coupon.
Right.
So, all right. So we both finished two animes, Sean.
Yep. Zaki Chan wants to hang out. I thought it finished fairly well. Again, like, I guess since we know there's a season two, I think it just kind of pushes their, you know, the story on when they get together. It kind of reminds me of, like, how long are we going to wait for the Love is War couple to finally, like, you know, admit to each other that they love each other, really.
Right. So, and I think that'll be, like, the perfect way to end the show.
Correct.
Or Love is War.
Mm-hmm. But with Zaki-chan, I thought it was, it's pretty funny. So, I mean, I enjoyed it. I thought, you know, I'm definitely going to watch season two. I got no issues with it. But again, I just want to make sure, like, whenever they end it, they need to end it. Like, with a good story. Not like, you know, the last 5 minutes of the fucking episode.
Right. Like my only issue with the first season was, like, the middle, it seemingly, like, they changed the way she acted.
Mm-hmm.
For example. Because, like, in the beginning, she was kind of, like, not necessarily mean, but, like, mean-spirited, but she was definitely, like, teasing him and giving him a hard time.
Yeah.
And, like, anytime he displayed a moment of weakness, she would get that, like, look on her face and be like, oh, really? And just kind of poke and prod at him with whatever he just said, you know, to, like, bust his balls.
Mm-hmm.
And as, like, the season kind of went on, she kind of started getting a little more, like, actually, like, considerate towards him. And his feelings.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, that's not the Uzaki-chan that I know and love. But then the last little bit, like, something happened, and, like, they got a little awkward between them, and then when they got back to normal, it went back to the way it was before, where she was,
mm-hmm.
she'd get that little, like, that grin, and you knew she was about, like, to do something mean to him. Because, you know, and he was just too nice of a guy to, like, tell her to stop, because he didn't want to, like,
mm-hmm.
Embarrass himself or whatever, even more.
Yeah.
But then, you know, he had, like, his boss's daughter and his friend, like, trying to force them into being into a relationship. And that was kind of funny, that whole, like, mm-hmm. all those stories. Yeah, but it was a good answer.
Yeah, and I thought it was gonna, I was kind of wondering where they were gonna go with him, like, you know, being drunk at the last episode. Like, because she was, like, trying to, like, get a bunch of stuff out of him, and then she, like, freaked out and decided to get plastered and just pass out with him instead.
Well, because he started to say, like, he ended up, like, saying, love your cooking, but she just heard love, and then he paused for a long time, and she's like, wait, did he just say he loved me?
Yeah, right.
Shit, I can't remember this. Yes, and then drunk herself forgetful.
Right.
And then the friend came and put them in the futon, and they woke up, and they're like, wait, how the hell did we get here? Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then the other one was the Misfit of Devil King Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Or Demon Academy.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting how the hero got resurrected. I thought that arc was was interesting. Because I kind of, like, that's what I kind of thought when I was watching through the anime. I was like, this character is very suspicious. And then, like, some of the villains, or I guess I would say from the hero school, you're like, okay, maybe they could, okay, somehow. And then I thought the whole, I really didn't kind of expect some of that at the end. I thought, so that's what I think I made the story interesting is, I think, you know, because you know he's, like, way overpowered and he can basically kill everybody anyways. But I think just how they revealed things and how they told the story was really good, and that's why I feel like the anime is so fun to watch, even with an overpowered main character.
Right, because the show isn't necessarily about him winning fights.
Correct.
Which would be boring. It's like, well, of course he's going to win. He's overpowered. Like, nobody can beat him. But it's about dealing with just, like, people's expectations and, like, the changing of how important, like, history is, and changing even one fact changes, like, the present so much.
Correct.
And like you said, like, they had the one character where it's, like, everybody knew, like, read, because I was, you know, when I watch it on my app, I read the comments, and, like, people are like, as soon as this character showed up, pretty much, like, oh, that's the hero. And then it's like, wait, maybe it isn't. And then it's like, oh, of course it is. Like, you know, there's just so much about this person, but then they set it up enough to where you're not sure.
Yeah.
And it's not where you're, like, shocked, but you're definitely like, oh, okay, you kind of got me on that one. I'll give you credit.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming.
Right.
And then I also like that there was no real, like, love story between, like, the main character. Like, there was one of two of the side characters kind of had a romance arc, but they didn't really focus on it too much. It was just kind of there.
Yeah.
But, like, he didn't, like, there was no triangle between the two sisters and the main character, or even, like, his little fan club. Like, they supported him, but there was no, like, romance there. It was just, like, they knew he was the Demon King, and I guess as their leader, they loved him, or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it was, that was actually a pleasant surprise, because usually they tie a shoehorn and some sort of love story.
Yeah. I like how he could be very cruel and come up with multiple ways to torture you versus killing you.
Yes. I mean, he is the Demon King.
Yeah. I like how he's like, are you willing to die? Okay, kill, resurrect. Do you want to keep dying?
I keep doing this all day.
Dude, I was like, god damn, that's a mind fuck right there.
Right. Kill me. He's like, alright, cool, dead, resurrected. It's like the end of Doctor Strange.
Right.
Where he's like, I have come to bargain, and he kills him, and he, like, comes back, and he's like, wait, what have you done? And it's like, dude, this is a time loop, like, we're both stuck here. And so, like, they just show him dying over and over again. And finally, Dormammu was like, all right, what do I got to do to get out of this? Because I can't kill you enough. Right. Oh, they also announced that Doctor Strange is going to be in Spider-Man 3.
Interesting.
Yes. I think it sounds like almost like he's going to take over, like, the Tony Stark role for Spider-Man.
Oh. I guess that makes sense.
Like, as a mentor?
Yeah.
But I do like when they first met in Avengers, where he's like, hi, I'm Peter. And he's like, oh, I'm Doctor Strange. He's like, oh, crap, we're using our made-up names?
Jeez.
Oh, man.
Right.
So we got some console drama, Sean.
Oh, no. Why do we have... We don't have time for this.
It's quick, so we got time for it.
We never got time. I don't got time. I don't want to hear about this negativity.
It's kind of funny.
All right. What you got?
So I was reading this article, and this guy was, like, trying to, you know, I guess he comes out with an article every month trying to predict what the free PlayStation games are and his justification for why.
Yeah.
And one of the games he suspected or theorized of being a free game this month was Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons was because of the whole mishandling with Spider-Man in the Avengers game and stuff, and they owe it to Sony and fans, and it's like, what do they owe to the Sony fans? Like, Sony's getting Spider-Man, like, in the Avengers. Like, if anything, Spider-Man should have been a free Xbox game. Oh, wait, that's right. You can't play it on that console either.
Yeah. Fuck you guys.
And then, so, of course, when they announced the games, we're like, wait, I thought Spider-Man was supposed to be one of the free games because people think this guy is, like, an official PlayStation employee or something.
Nope.
And then, to make even more fun, I guess some of the stores oversold on their pre-sale. For the PlayStation 5.
Oh, boy.
So people started getting emails that their order was canceled.
Oh, that's terrible, dude. See, this is what I want to do. And I don't know who to write. Maybe I'll just write Sony. Be like, look, just put me in a line. So I just don't want to go hunt for it. I'll wait. There's no problem with waiting. But just give me a number. And when it's my time, send me an email. Say, yo, you want this? Click here.
Yes or no.
You have, like, 7 days to reply. And then I'll be like, yep, I do want it. purchase, and then send it to me in, like, the next week or so, like, right. afterwards. Like, that's all I want.
Kind of like the Downtown Disney thing, where it's like you don't have to stand in line for 4 hours to go to a store. You can just go put your names in at all the stores and then go have, like, a pretzel or something in a Starbucks and wait. Exactly. And then you can do your shopping when they text you your number.
Exactly. I don't know why people think this is as hard. Who are these executives? Why do they think it's that hard?
Right? Why do they love letting people on eBay make a ton of money?
I don't know. It's terrible, though.
It is. But then, so I guess, you know, but Xbox also has its drama. Because I guess the new Xbox runs hot.
Yes.
And so, of course, people are like, oh, the new Xbox overheats. It's not going to be any good. It's going to die because it overheats. And it's like, dude, it's, like, fucking huge. Like, it's a giant computer. A, computers get hot, you know. And B, like, the PlayStation 4 gets fucking hot.
Yeah.
You know? If it gets as hot as, like, the PlayStation 4, then that's fine. If not, then it's probably going to start a fire because PlayStation 4 runs super hot.
Gotta put, like, a fan system on it.
But then I saw a video of somebody breaking down the, like, doing a teardown of the PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
And, like, some people were talking about the heat sink on there, and it's like, dude, I think they expect the PlayStation 5 to run hot, too, because that heat sink can, like, fucking, like, you put that, you just have to set that outside, and you can, like, you don't need a refrigerator. I mean, what do you expect when you're trying to put, like, that much, like, processing power in, like, a tiny little box?
Exactly.
So, yeah, but that was just funny. Everyone's like, oh, my God, the Xbox is overheating. And then rational people are like, dude, computers run hot. Like, real, like, gaming computers, like, when they're being pushed to their, like, limits of processing and mm-hmm. shit, that's why you have to buy, like, giant-ass heat sinks.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and that's why you have the fans and all that stuff that blow out the hot air. It's like cars run hot, too, but they're not overheating when they're hot. Like, you can't touch car engine when you turn it off. That doesn't mean it's overheating. They're designed to run at a certain temperature, and it's fine. Oh, just don't touch it, and you'll be good.
Yeah.
Speaking of things people shouldn't touch, Sean.
Don't touch me.
Destiny 2.
What? You're touching lots of Destiny 2. I don't want to hear your shit. Boy.
Yeah, but I got sucked. That's why I'm saying you shouldn't touch it, because you got sucked into that rabbit hole.
Yeah. Are you ready to join my Destiny clan?
I was going to ask you, what's the name of your Destiny clan?
Mighty Morphin. Fuck, what is it?
Okay, never mind, that's good. I got a random invite to a Destiny clan, and I didn't know, I couldn't remember what the name of yours was, and that's not it. I got a random invite to one called Unbroken, like, pretty much immediately after I became a free agent.
Oh, really? Yep. I believe that.
And so, like, oh, let me tell you this story, Sean.
What?
So, like, I had to go on to Bungie, you know, website to, like, access my character to leave the clan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, like, got on there, and I'm like, shit, I don't remember my Bungie password. So I had to change my Bungie password. And then it's like, oh, crap, it doesn't have my, like, PlayStation 2 information. It still has, like, my character from, like, the Xbox, from Destiny 1 on the Xbox, and even that clan that we were in.
Yeah, it's Mighty Orvin Power Raiders.
Okay.
It's a kick. It's a knock. It's like a play on Mighty Morphin Power Raiders.
I think we figured that one out, Sean.
Yeah. Well, because the guys that started the clan have a weird obsession with Power Rangers for whatever reason. Even like the color, like the rankings, like are based off the colors of like the different Power Rangers. So like if you're a new member, you're like the Pink Ranger and so forth. It's very weird.
So they support racist TV shows, is what you're saying?
I don't know. I mean, I think when you're a kid, I don't think you were trying to support racist. You were just, you know, there was some karate chops. There was some, you know, there was some robot fighting. I think it was a simpler time. I think the adults had bad will, though.
Well, now as an adult, they should have figured out that it's racist.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
Why does the Asian girl have to be the Yellow Ranger, Sean?
Yeah. See, I'm trying to understand what the difference between an admin and a moderator is, but, you know, I still haven't figured that out.
I think admin probably has, like, full, like, it's like the difference between, like, the CEO and, like, the manager.
One of the admins, the only thing I've seen him participate is in our beer club. doesn't even like play Destiny anymore.
No.
No.
So I had to change my my Bungie password, right?
Got you.
And I got on there and I'm like, now it needs me to like, and I'm like, oh crap, I need to like link my accounts. And they're like, PlayStation. Like, yeah, we don't have any history of you playing it on the PlayStation. I'm like, what are you talking about, dude? Like, I'm playing it. And they're like, sorry, could it be somewhere else? And it's like, all right, fine, I guess Xbox. And then it's like, oh shit, I don't remember my Xbox password. So I had to change my Xbox password.
Yeah.
And so then I went in and finally got in to where I could like link everything, which was like felt like it took forever.
Yeah.
And then I get in, there's like me and like two random people that we'd never really played with or talked to that joined the clan for some reason.
Yeah. Well, because I thought, I think it was all because of the name.
Maybe. But yeah, I don't think they like joined the clan and then stopped playing, because I don't think we ever saw them again after they joined.
Yeah.
But because of them is why I couldn't leave. And so, like, because I was, you guys made me the leader when you left.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to, it was either you or Gecko, and I mean, come on, we all know who we were going to choose.
Yeah, but Gecko probably would end up making me the leader anyway, so I'd have to go through all this bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of making one of the two random people leader. So, like, I had the choice of, like making one of them leader and leaving, yeah, or what I did, which was killing the free company, or the clan. I kicked them two out, and then I left. And nice. Now it's no more. The name is up for grabs again.
Nice.
So, yes. I think I will join your clan, though.
It makes sense.
Because I wanted to do the Haunted Forest, and I was, like, I meant to hit you up, and I kept forgetting, and I was like, oh, maybe we'll do it this weekend or something.
Yeah.
But you said you already did it, so.
Oh, I mean, I have to do it multiple times. I'm trying to get the different triumphs.
Okay, that one. And then there's a couple other things, I guess, that I want to, like, run with, like, people that, like, aren't random strangers.
True that.
Makes so anyway, sense. Sean, what's going on with the Halloween stuff?
So it is that time. It's the Festival of Lost. So this is Bungie's basically Halloween time, where they do a lot more Halloweenish themed items and armor and stuff. So I think if you like looked like the, I don't know if you checked it out, but like the hunter like armor looks more like a werewolf, and then like the titan is more like Frankenstein, and then the warlock is like Dracula. And then they have just different items. But basically what you do is you collect candy by doing it, killing bosses. And then when you complete activities, you get chocolate coins that you could turn in for different, like, Halloween masks. And basically what is that area called?
The Haunted Forest?
The Haunted Forest. But the Haunted Forest is, like, a reskin of one of the other events, Mercury.
The other forest,
the Infinite Forest. Thank you.
That's Infinite Forest.
Yeah. So basically, you just go through. The only difference is like everything's dark and it's like Halloween themed, and then there's like a giant asshole knight that can't be killed that runs around and kills you. And then at the end, you get different chests. So the one, like last year, you had to find the chest, like random chests just throughout. But what they did this year is, as you play other activities, these ether gadgets will drop, and then you could take those and open up additional chests. And one of the triumphs is you have to open up 45 of those chests. So it's kind of like, so you're going to have to run it at least 9 times, right? 5 chests. Okay. By 45, 9, yeah. See, I know math.
Yeah, because I know, like, the weekly challenge for this week is to, like, clear all 7 levels in one run.
Oh, yeah, the pinnacle, yeah. And it's, I honestly don't think it's that bad. It was I was actually able to do it twice already, and I've only did it 3 times, and I was with randoms. So I think it is partially, like, who you get to. So,
right, because I need people better than me, I guess. But if it's just a reskin of the Infinite Forest, like the Infinite Forest, like, and I'm not, is like, wasn't that bad, so, you know. Yeah.
It's kind of yeah, it's kind of funny because like the Infinite Forest has like two strikes in it. I almost think like they could have made a raid, but again, Infinite Forest came out during year one expansion pack, so there's like a lot of hate, and this is actually one of the areas that's going away come November is Mercury.
Yeah, I, you know, before we started recording, I was telling you that I ended up doing all like the year one quests. And it was fun, like, doing a lot, some of, the, like, the more dramatic moments wearing the Zavala mask. like Morning King, Cave getting murdered as you're wearing the Zavala mask in the cutscenes.
Right.
or losing your light
mm-hmm.
and getting tossed off the side of the ship wearing the Zavala mask.
Exactly. It is funny, they do have some random mask in there. I'm wearing the Drifter one right now, so.
Yeah, I just got the one that, like, I guess was the stock one that was given to me.
Oh, gotcha. Have you played Gambit yet?
No, I have not.
Oh, boy. That'll be fun.
I've seen it played, but I haven't done it.
Gambit's, like, one of the funnest things. I was actually talking to the Destiny clan, Danny, and I was thinking for Extra Life coming up on November 2nd. It is actually the weekend before the new expansion pack, and my thought was to run all the raids, potentially.
Nice.
Yeah, but I just don't know if I'm going to have enough people.
I mean, I guess, like, yeah, you could figure out, like, because you need, what, 6 people?
Correct.
Wow! That was a fucking random guess, because like, I know it's more than 4, but less than 8, so let's go 6.
you could do a couple of them with 5 people, just based off of, based off not having people around, and you have to improvise, so, you always got that going for you.
So. And my light level's higher than 750 now.
That's good. I mean, are you in the 1,000?
I'm at 1,015.
That's good. You're making good progress, man.
And I'm at like in like the high 30s or low 40s of the season pass.
Okay.
Or of the season or whatever.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think, is there anything really that good in the season pass? I mean, there's a couple, like, you get if you get all the way to 100, you get like the special like armor ornaments and a couple like a free emote and a free ornament for your exotic grenade launcher, but that, and for your different, and then a couple different ornaments for like the random weapons that they released this year, including those two swords and that pulse rifle. So you got okay. that going for you.
Yeah, I know I'm like a couple levels away from another like speeder thing, whatever those are called.
Oh yeah, sparrows. You know the fastest way to increase that is to do bounties.
I have been doing bounties, and then like that's I do some nice. Bounties, and like it doesn't seem to like increase my thing, so it's like I'm like, is there a cap on that?
Not that I've heard of. Because I mean, it goes in infinite. Like somebody is up to level like 243 in the clan, so I mean, it shouldn't like you shouldn't have any like there should be nothing that makes it slow it down for you.
Okay. Well, I guess maybe the one thing that is slowing it down is I've lost my like.
Mm-hmm.
I've been away so long, experience boost.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that could be it, too.
Because I would do, like, 4 or 5 bounties, and I would, like, raise up a level.
Oh, got you.
For a while. Like, up until, like, now. Until, like, level, like, 35 or 36.
No, that makes sense.
Because I was gone so long. But, yeah. I do, like I, at one point, I had, like, so many quests that I couldn't take any more bounties.
Yeah, did you unlock Dreaming City?
I'm not sure.
Okay, it's a new world, so if you probably would have noticed. So yeah, that's part of the Cade quest that you're still probably running through.
Okay, yeah, no, I need to do, I'm going through, I have like, I think I had just have to kill, like, I'm at the part of the Cade quest where I have to kill the Machinist.
Got you. I think the only two weapons that you really need to get, like I was telling you, is you need to get the sniper rifle from the Forges, and that's the Lock and Key quest, and then what you need to do is get Anarchy from the Scourge of the Past raid. That's because both of those things are leaving next month.
Okay.
But those are like the only two like exclusive exotics that I think you would have to worry about if you wanted to like have it. But supposedly like all these exotics are supposed to be available in a different way, but they haven't announced how. So.
Right.
But.
Yeah, and then like for the like one of the things I'm stuck on. Well, not this. I don't know if stuck's the right word, but. Just by like ignoring right now until I get like you or other people I know online with me is to the first time like igniting the furnace for the armory lady in the city. Ada.
Oh yeah, that's the forge. Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, like I haven't done that yet.
Oh, got you.
I did all the stuff up to that point for the machine gun one.
Oh, got you. Yeah, that one's Yeah, no, that one's I don't remember how the initial stories goes, but I don't know like how it works now, because before you used to be able to access all the forges after you unlocked them, but now it's like now they're like on a rotation, so I don't know how the story affects it.
Right, because I know there's like a quest that I have to do, and then it's like matchmaking, and it's like so it's just kind of it was gonna pair me with like randoms, and I'm like, dude, I don't know what I'm walking into. I don't know if it's like. Like, easy, like, but you just need three people, like,
because
there's a lot of enemies.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, no, the forges is pretty fun, because basically all you're doing is once you jump in, you kill, like, the glowing blue guys, and then take the orbs that they have, and then you throw them at the forge in the middle. So.
Okay.
So it's not too bad, it's just more of a... It's just more about who do you have, and... Because sometimes it is tough to do it solo without, like, the right setup and practice beforehand.
Right.
So.
Yeah, but I am having a lot of fun playing the game. And it was my problem was never that it wasn't fun.
Yeah. It was just Gecko.
Yeah. It was Gecko. And time-consuming.
That is true. Destiny can be very time-consuming, especially when you have a laundry list of stuff you're trying to do.
Yeah, when I have, like, 55, like, main story quests so that I can only get so many bounties.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Like, I haven't done even, like a lot of the earlier raids, like the Rat King raid or whatever. I haven't done that.
Wait, the Rat King raid?
Or the Rat raid, yeah. That's on one of my open quests.
Oh, like, for the exotic?
Yes.
Oh, that might just be, like, oh, that's for the Rat King. That's for, like, it's an exotic weapon.
Yes.
So,
yeah, and that's like the first thing on my quest list, like that I got that I haven't done.
Oh,
like that's like the early, like the oldest quest that I've had open.
Hmm.
So,
fair enough.
Welcome to the We Are Adult Show Beer and Destiny podcast.
Every week, talking about Destino things,
Destiny weebs and beer.
It's the best.
It's all right, I guess.
I guess so. All right, everybody. We'll see you next time. Make sure you subscribe to us on Facebook, Instagram, Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, all those fantastic
YouTube,
places.
Maybe Reddit.
Yes.
Sir Hoppyhead.
Well, hopefully, maybe Danny will post some stuff. Pictures of him being sad at work after Thanksgiving.
Maybe, yes. I do have, like, weird ideas for, like, videos. I just need to get, you know, people that actually know what they're doing to show me how to do it.
Gotcha. Why don't you just go to YouTube to look up how to do YouTube videos?
Exactly. There you go. Then I can be, like, the people that talk for 20 minutes before, like, actually starting the video.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, making, like, random, like, hypotheticals and then their fans thinking that it's true, like, reality.
Yeah. All right, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Later.